Gittenper, Gimel Mishnah Zion. Hamalve Mos Esa Kohen. Person lends money to a Kohen, Vesa Levi. He lends money to a Levi, Vesa Ani, and an Ani. Lios Mafrish Alein Mechalkon. And the reason he lends them, that in the future, now they owe him money. And the way they will pay him back is from what he is Mafrish, from their Chelek. They owe him money back. So what they're really doing is he's sort of saying to them, listen, for example, a Kohen. You owe me money back. I lent you money. So you know what? I'm going to be mafrish truma, and that truma that I'm mafrish, forget about the halachas of isurim, of who can eat truma or not for now. We're just talking about ownership. You, Kohen, owe me money. I'm mafrish truma. I can give that to any Kohen, but assuming I could give this to you, and it belongs to you, but you owe me money, so you know what? That's how you're paying me back. You're going to let me keep this truma. And the Levi and the Ani, same thing. And what he would do is he would then take this truma that he now owns and he would sell it to a different Kohen, let's say, and he would keep the money for himself. Meiser, you don't have to sell. Meiser, he can just eat. Everybody's allowed to eat Meiser. The same thing, Trumas Meiser, he would sell, so on and so forth. And also, Meiser Ani, he can eat and keep for himself. And the Rab points out, if this is like a Kohen, for example, that he was always the Kohen that he always gave truma, say his next door neighbor's best friend is a Kohen, and he's the one that he always gave the truma to. So he doesn't have to even do anything else. Because normally you would think that, how does he have the ability to do this? When he takes off truma, mechitesi, that the Kohen that he lent money to can decide to be mochel and let him keep this truma. Who says it's this Kohen's truma to keep? What about all the other Kohanim? Who says he could do that? Teretz is because this guy normally gives this Kohen. The Rishonim point out that it's as if all the other Kohanim were like miayish to this truma, because they all assume that you're always going to give it to this guy. That's why you can do that. However, if he doesn't have any kind of relationship like this, where it's not, as we call it, makire kuhuna uviya. So let's say there's a different guy that he always gives his truma to, but not the Kohen that he lent money to, in this case. So there, the Rav says you need an extra step, because like we said, all the other Kohanim have a chelik in it too. So here you'd have to, through a third party, to be mezakeh this truma, for example, to the Kohen. So the Kohen doesn't have to come to you, you don't have to physically give it to him, but you're sort of giving ownership to the Kohen. So now the Kohen has in his possession the money that you lent him, and he also has the truma that you just mezakeh him, but he still owes you the money. So instead of the Kohen giving you back the money, we can assume that the Kohen would allow you to take this very truma that's his, that's now in your property, that you were mezakeh to him, and keep it for yourself as a payback for the original loan. So you can do this. The Mishnah tells us, mafrish alein b'cheska shein kayamin. You can be mafrish and then keep it for yourself and then sell the truma, eat the meiser, so on and so forth, because there's a chazaka that they're still alive. Ve'enu choshesh shema mesa kohen o alevi. We're not concerned that maybe the kohen of the levi died, o ha'ashir ha'ani, or perhaps the ani became rich, mesu. But what if, for example, the kohen or the levi died? Tzarech litol rishus min ha'yoshin. He would have to get permission from the yoshin that they're maskim, that he can take his payback from this truma meiser, because perhaps they don't want to pay him back with truma meiser. And the Rab points out that it's dafka when the Yorshin inherited land. Because when they inherited land, now this guy has a lien on the property. It's mishtabid to karka. And therefore, since he has a lien, they still have to pay him back. But if there was no property that their father left over, they don't have to pay him back anything. Because metaltum, the money that he lent them, that was not collateralized by any property that they inherited, if there's no lien on it, and that guy that he lent to died, let's say the Kohen died, the Yorshim don't have to pay him back at all. If the Yorshim don't have to pay him back at all, he can't keep the Truma for himself as a payback because they don't really owe him anything anymore. So we're dealing with the case with the inherited land. He has to ask the Rishus, maybe they don't want to give him from this Truma. However, the Yerushalmi says, when it comes to an Ani though, no matter what, the Yorshim do not have to pay back Meiser Ani. They don't owe him any more. Meiser Ani is not something that is Yarshind. Therefore, he can't do this thing where he can assume that he can keep the Meiser Ani for himself because somebody owes a Meiser Ani because nobody really does, because the guy's dead. However, the Mishnah ends, Im Hilvan Bifnei Beistin, Eino Tzarech Litol Rishus Min Ayoshim. But if he lent it out in front of Beistin, Hefker Beistin Hefker, Beistin can dictate who owns what in Klal Yisrael, and they want this scenario to play out where we can do what this Mishnah is telling us, because we want the Kohanim to be able to borrow from people. The people should lend to the Kohanim. And if everybody's afraid, if this Kohen dies, now I got to ask permission. It's going to be a whole annoyance to get their permission that I can just keep the fruits for myself when it's more convenient, so on and so forth. So if you lent in front of Beis Din, and it's almost as if this chov to pay this guy back is on all the Kohanim, Leviim, and Aniim. So even if this guy dies, everybody else still has to pay him back. So he can be mafrish and keep it and consider that a payback from all the Kohanim. The Gemara says there's one case, though, that it doesn't protect, even if he does it through the basin, that if the ani becomes rich, because basin was not misakin, that it should work in that case because it's not so common for an ani to become rich. Mashain Kain Misa, that was more common, and they were misakin in that case that the chov belongs to all the kohanim, and even if the guy dies, he does not need rishus from the yorshim.